Boy, the Rangers are going to be rested.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're just hanging around. They won't play till Saturday. And if somehow Detroit can find a way to win at Yankee Stadium today, they'd even start at home, the Rangers
yeah,
would.
Yeah, that'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I know Jordan will be Jordan's ramped up for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Rangers fan.
Yes, my office is completely decked out in Rangers regalia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be wearing my Rangers shirt all weekend.
One of my prized coffee cups is a Rangers uniform through the years.
Oh.
Different time periods and stuff like that.
Oh.
So
add that to the Christmas wish list.
It's a fine coffee cup. Remind me, it's in my office. Remind me, I'll show it to you.
Or so. I might just steal it today.
That'll be fine too. Okay.
He'll find you.
I can run faster than I look, believe it or not. So. We told you about the top office pet peeves and this is improving your office day here on the Infomaniacs. Here's the office improvements your employees want. Okay. This is another survey, this one from Staples. So we had LinkedIn last half hour, we got Staples this half hour. New survey finds that new technology and furniture rank high on employees' wish lists of office improvements. More than half the workers surveyed gave both their office furniture, 52%, and office decor, 51%, a C grade or lower, while 41% gave their office technology a C or lower.
You once again go in and tell the boss that this morning. Go in and tell him, say, "Hey, boss, I would love to be more productive, and I've got the perfect thing that's going to help me be more productive. I need a new desk, credenza. I need a new chair. I could use an armoire in my office, things like that." And your boss will say, "Yeah, we'll do all that, and we'll get somebody to work cheaper." Hello,
yeah.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Local gasatorium on the highway is below $3.
Shut up.
Really?
$2.98.
Man, this is a great day.
How about that?
It's a great day to be alive.
How about that?
Because,
golly, I'm going to drive around just to get empty so I can go buy something.
So we can go buy more gas.
Yeah, right.
$2.98. Who says the economy's in the tank? Oh, wait, never mind. Hey, we talked surveys and stuff like that. When you get to work, all right, because we know you're in traffic right now.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to work, and we talked about being productive in the office. So after you go and you talk to everybody and you get your coffee and you get back to your desk and then you check your Facebook profile and you check your personal email and all that kind of stuff. So maybe by then it's about 8:30. All right.
Uh-huh.
And you still haven't done anything productive for the day. Head on over to WTAW.com and click on the Infomaniacs tab. This morning, not a cool video like we had yesterday, but this morning I've linked up with something that Consumer Reports is offering. They want your opinion on the worst ad in America, the worst commercial in America, national ad campaigns, worst spokespeople, things like that.
Uh-huh.
And if you go to WTAW.com, and we've got the tabs right there at the top. And let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 tabs over. It says Infomaniacs. You click
mm-hmm.
on that, and the first item right there, right before you get to yesterday's podcast, the first item right there, you can click, and it's an online survey. And they've got the categories that they have. They've got several. Absolute worst ad. They've got most grating performance by a human. Group that ought to go its separate ways, most irritating animated actor, worst abuse of an existing song, original jingle that should be junked, creepiest commercial of the year, celebrity who could probably use a new manager right now, trends that need to stop being trends. And on most of these, you can click on them. They are clickable links that will take you to examples of what they're talking about.
Uh-huh.
And again, that's on WTAW.com.
So there's like nominees? Or
Yeah, it's nominees, and they uh-huh. want you to vote. Hello.
Sorry. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Were you describing me this right before you went into that thing?
Oh, as far as your productivity?
You must have a camera following me around.
I have a gift, my friend. That's what it is. I have a gift. But you don't sound like you were in traffic. Hello.
Hey, add some pasta to that funny ad list there.
Oh, all right, thanks. I didn't hear what he said, but I was afraid it was local, so I didn't ask him to repeat it.
And I was going to say, there's a couple local ones I would say, but I'll abstain from mentioning. But if Allison wasn't here, she would know the ones right off the bat that I always yell at TV, and I'm like, why is this on TV?
Well, you know, and we could all go there.
Yeah.
But once again, you know, it's local radio, and double whammy, buddy, you work for the chamber.
Exactly, and we support all business.
Be careful doing that. Or I could see Royce coming in going, now Jordan,
yeah.
You know,
I wonder if there's ever been a firing on air. He, you know, this could be like The New Apprentice. He could walk in. And,
Were you guys listening to the radio this morning? That guy that's filling in for Chase doing news got fired on air. It was awesome. Hello.
Hey, how many Burger King ads are in the creepy category?
Oh gosh. But see, I don't think that qualifies because they dumped the king.
Uh huh.
They got rid of the king and just doing a quick glance. There is nothing about that on this list. So you're We know that you may have an 8 o'clock meeting this morning. Tell them you've got important things to do in your office. Or actually, just wait until the meeting's over, and then you can burn the rest of the morning until lunch, you know, checking out these videos. So we've pretty much booked your entire morning. Again, go to WTW.com, click on Infomaniacs, and you can see that there.
One of my favorite radio ads that we run is the one for the bank that being frustrated with the menu on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite radio ads.
And that's a syndicated ad.
Yeah.
That's why you hear it so often.
Right.
It's a syndicated ad.
Yeah.
It's not one that we actually produce locally. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
Pretty good. How are you?
How are you?
Fine. Hey, the creepiest commercial I think I've seen is that one where the family's out on the porch and had that clown in the house. They're looking at it through the porch door.
Oh, I don't think,
ever seen that one?
I haven't seen that one, but if it has a clown, it already qualifies as creepy as far as
I'm
concerned.
It's creepy. It's really creepy.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Between clowns and Burger King, the Burger King, that would pretty much be the third circle of hell as far as I'm concerned.